Today I'm speaking with Morris FFA advisor Natasha Mortensen from Morris, Minnesota. Natasha, tell us how you became involved in FFA and how long you've been involved.
I became involved in FFA as a freshman at the Benson High School in Minnesota, and I was sold the minute I walked into my first Ag Ed class. When I attended my very first national convention, I decided that I would be an ag teacher, and I actually stuck with that, which is pretty cool. And I was involved in FFA on a chapter level. I also served as a state FFA officer and graduated in ag ed and have been teaching for 13 years.
Share a few of your favorite memories with us from your time as an FFA advisor.
Through my time as an FFA advisor, it's really tough to choose my favorite moments. One of them is having state officers being elected and having watched them grow from a freshman in high school to a senior in high school, and then as a freshman in college serving our state. Their leadership development just puts me in awe of their abilities, and I really love that. Another great thing that I really enjoy is having those students that come into our FFA program that are very shy. They don't want to talk in front of anybody, and we give them opportunities throughout their 4 years here and allow them to grow, and by the time they're graduating, they are just a well-rounded student. They have the leadership skills, the knowledge of agriculture to carry them on into a career. I've seen so many cases of that, probably more than anything in my career, and I just love that feeling I get when I can send them off thinking they're better off for have been a part of the FFA organization. My probably third one is watching kids become advocates for agriculture. It's a really big part of our program here. We actually go to the cities. This will be our fifth year in Minneapolis, St. Paul, teaching inner city kids about agriculture. And watching my students go and share their knowledge of agriculture and their leadership skills are used to do that. They are teaching people that are removed from agriculture about what they do for their livelihood. And that is so rewarding for them to be able to do that. And for me to watch them be able to share those stories is really rewarding.
Well, obviously, as a teacher and an FFA advisor, you've probably had such an impact on your students and taught them a lot. Is there anything that your students have taught you?
Oh, gosh, they teach me every day. my students have taught me really to be a patient person with each individual. You cannot teach your students as a whole. It does not do anyone any favors, and they remind me of that every day. They all have different skills. They all have different gifts. And it's my job as their advisor and agriculture teacher to help them find their gifts and to find a way to use it. And pretty much any student that enters my classroom, we can find a way to use that gift. As far as content goes, I have students that have far greater knowledge than I do in a lot of areas. Being an agriculture teacher, you have to know a lot of topics and be kind of a jack of all trades. And I don't know everything. And the kids hear that a lot, that I don't know everything, and I'm willing to definitely admit that. Probably my biggest area of growth is my shop kids that come in, and they have grown up with a welder in their hand or with a, digging in engines, and they're the ones who have taught me what I know about a lot of my shop coursework, especially my welding kids. They teach me something every day that I didn't know how to do or I didn't know a lot about. And I love to have them teach me. When I have student teachers, I always tell them the first thing is let your kids teach you because you will learn so much from them and their background that they have.
So what does your role as FFA advisor mean to you?
My role as an FFA advisor means that I have a key for every student that enters my classroom. And I will give every single one of them the key that they need to find their way to a successful future in agriculture or a career related to agriculture that they can use their talents and gifts. I believe that the FFA organization is one of the most diverse and offers the most options for any type of student, no matter what their background, no matter where they live. And I feel as an FFA advisor, it is my duty to make sure every student has the opportunities within the organization and in the classroom to develop into the person that is their full potential.
Well, you also were part of developing the new farm-to-school youth leadership curriculum. Tell us a bit about this curriculum and its main purpose.
Yes, the curriculum is finally done. It has been a labor of love on my part. I'm a strong believer in farm-to-school. I think it's a great addition to any school district. It can be so easily done by utilizing your students. The FFA kids have that knowledge of agriculture, about production, and they also have the leadership development skills that they have learned in our courses and through the FFA to do some of the foraging work for a farm-to-school program. Our school has an acre garden that we plant each year for our food service and for the food shelf. A few years back, we decided to try to do some foraging for our cafeteria here at the Morris High School and the elementary school. So the students actually planned and implemented a program and a plan to get food locally contracted for our school lunch. And that has been a really awesome opportunity for them, not only to learn about local foods and the market that there is available for small farmers, but to utilize those communication skills with the actual farmers and secure food for our food service. It made them care more about their lunch. They actually had to talk with some of the cafeteria personnel, with the head cafeteria person to find out what the rules were. They had to go out and use the Minnesota Grown Directory to find producers locally that could actually raise certain things for us, including both meat and plants. And the skills that these kids are using in class is everything that FFA and agriculture education is all about. And it really has allowed our students to become involved and care about their food here locally. I said earlier that it also introduces them to the fact that there are numerous opportunities in sustainable farming as well as conventional farming. We are a very large conventional farming and commodity farming area. We have a lot of very large feedlots, a lot of confinement barns. But we're now in that day and age where people are looking for other options as well at the grocery store. And it really opens up a huge opportunity for our students in the entire United States to be able to live off that 100 acres or that 400 acres that they may have, where around my area, that's a very small farm. But they can do it now, and they can do that with sustainable farming. And so I want them to understand that there is room for them in that area of agriculture as well.
Well, this does sound like a great program and something that I'm sure you were really proud to be part of. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I would just encourage every ag teacher, every family and consumer science teacher, even social studies teachers that may not have an agriculture program in their school to grab on to that curriculum. It's available on the IATP website, and I think you should look at it. There's 6 lessons. You can use any one individually. You don't have to do all of them. But even just introducing your students to the world of farm to school, have them forage for apples. Just one thing is great. It gets them a really great outside of school community opportunity to connect with other people. And it gets some good local food into your school. And it supports local farmers, which is also really important to do as well.
That was Natasha Mortensen, Morris FFA advisor from Morris, Minnesota.